producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Each and every show we toss around our pals from talk radio news. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who is full of energy drinks, is with us now. So he's bouncing off the walls of the virtual green room. Hey, Bob, it's funny. We were talking about, Nathan and I were talking about energy drinks yesterday, Red Bull sponsoring everything, and he was talking about how he sees Red Bull everywhere. So you danced into the foray of the energy drinks, and it kind of kept you awake, huh?
Right, non-sugar energy drinks, but I ran last night 5 miles and drank that and woke up this morning way earlier than I wanted to, so I'm with you, though. I'm awake.
There you go. I like that. 5 miles. Are you a runner, 5 miles?
Yes, I run 5 miles every day.
Wow. Were you always a runner?
Well, no, you need to go on the internet and Google Big Bob, because I was 234 pounds when I walked into the Bush Housing Program, better known as federal prison, and walked out 68 pounds lighter.
Wow.
I want to get back to the 234.
There was one bright spot. Yeah. Yeah, that's one bright spot, huh?
I Google my name when I don't want to run that day.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow, good for you, 5 miles. All right, so speaking of running, we certainly know Donald Trump is running for president. He's told everybody and their brother, even if they can't speak English and he loves all people and they work for him, because everybody works for him, as you know. You know, he says that he loves everybody. I love everybody. I love everybody. So he still is crushing it in some polls. In other words, he's still on top. And everybody keeps talking about when he's going to fall out. Do you think he's going to fall out or no?
I said, as you know, on your show, probably 2 months ago, I said he was not a flash in a pan, because all of my friends called me up, you know, the buddies of Karl Rove types. Oh, Bush is sitting back, he's got 100 million, blah, 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 This is a flash in a pan. No, he's around. He's, you know, I listened to him yesterday on Syria. When he first started talking, I thought, oh, no. And then by the time he was done, I was like, yeah, okay. You know, I'm just sitting here. Absolutely amazed. No, he's going to be around.
He's going to be around.
Parson and Fiorina are going to fluctuate up and down, and maybe Rubio a little bit, and others will drop off. But Trump will be around.
Yep, there you go. All right, I don't think you and I have really talked about this. John Boehner, wow, done, gone, that's it. You're not shocked by the timing of it, are you?
No, I did national news on Saturday, and I was asked to do that, and I did. And as I said on there, you know, anybody that really wants to think that he just woke up and said, okay, I'm out of here, it's that situation. I'm going to fire you, but you can resign. And that's what he did. They were going to get rid of him. I mean, I'm talking this week. I was told by some pretty good sources this was, quote, negotiated, in the sense that he told a couple of people, look, I'm getting out of here. You know, the Pope's coming. He didn't want to, you know, quit as Speaker before that. But he knew they were going to pull a resolution up and take him out. There was no question about it. And as far as the conservatives doing it to him, as I argue, he did it to himself. You can't just dance around everybody and not think, you know, it's not going to do something. You have to stand up in front and say, look, we're not going to take 95 Obamacare votes because it's not going anywhere. You want one, we'll do one. Instead, he just kept going, almost like a false hope to the conservatives. So I just argue he brought himself down, and the new leader, you know, it's just going to be tough for him to.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of being tough, the what's going to happen with the budget now? There's last minute behind the scenes goings on. I don't know. Is it kind of a 50-50 shot as to whether or not there's a shutdown?
Oh, they're going to have a budget, because Boehner's last hand gesture, I'll put it politely, to the conservatives, is that he's going to throw this to a vote, which is the way Congress usually works. Throw it open to a vote. Democratic members will vote for it. Some Republican members will vote for it, and they'll continue temporarily the budget. I predict that's what's going to happen today. It's just absolutely going to happen in the next 24 hours. Then they'll have a separate Planned Parenthood vote, which the president will veto if it does reach him, you know. But that's what they're going to do. They'll continue. Boehner doesn't want to go out shutting down the government as he did the previous time, which was a nightmare for him. So they'll have something. And then the Planned Parenthood, you know, it had its hearing. It's going to have its vote, and that will go nowhere.
Yeah, I like that. That will go nowhere. All right, I have to ask you this as someone who gets the inner workings, I guess, in a sense of Catholicism. How about the Pope meeting with the county clerk from Kentucky? All of a sudden, that story breaks. They put out a press release about it. Were you surprised? And, boy, that was kept under wraps because they met in Washington.
This is weird city. I mean,
yes.
This is just, I read that this morning in Victoria's Talk Radio News Notes, and I just about fell off my chair. I mean, the Pope still had a great visit and everything, but somebody, this is my take on it, somebody had some political juice to get her and her husband, I'm sorry, I've seen that, you know, to see the Pope. Somebody has some political juice. I don't think the Pope sat there and said, wow, she's a real beacon for me to meet with. I don't know. That was one of the strangest things I've ever seen. And how did they track the Pope everywhere? How did she pull that off? I just thought that was the weirdest thing I've heard.
I don't know. That's what I think is so crazy. That one, Kim Davis is her name. She meets, her and her husband meet, not only meet with the Pope, he gives them rosaries. Then there's somebody that must have been there, or she transcribed what happened to the person who put out the press release. Then for all those days, the Pope is in the U.S. Nobody has that story, and they put out a press release about it.
Right, and, you know, she probably doesn't even recognize Catholicism.
No.
Anyway. So Pope's just a nice guy. I mean, but somebody had some juice to get her in there, I think.
I think so, too.
That's one of the strangest stories I've seen in a couple of years.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't believe that nobody knew it, that with somebody covering him, he didn't talk to reporters till he was on a plane, and he didn't really specifically mention anything about her.
He didn't talk to me. I'd have told him not to do it.
Don't do that. You don't want to step in that direction. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's just craziness. All right, speaking of stepping out, and we've also talked about this a lot. Any news do you think we'll see this week on Joe Biden? Does Joe Biden jump into this? I mean, it's hard to tell.
Well, I said on my Facebook account today, as I did 7 weeks ago, I don't believe Hillary Clinton and I'm not a Hillary hater, but I don't believe that Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush will be receiving the nominations of their conventions. I just don't believe it.
Mm.
And Hillary Clinton's tanking with women now. I don't know how you salvage that.
Yeah.
But having said that, is Joe Biden the answer? And I can't put my finger on this one. He's close to getting in, I think, or he would have said I'm not in by now. I believe he's got to be waiting till that debate comes with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, which is fascinating.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, this is really wild to watch this, but I agree. You and I kept saying before it's Hillary Clinton. A year ago we were saying that,
yeah,
but I agree it's not. It's not. It's not
unstoppable, I felt. You know.
I did, too. That's an interesting story. How do you fall so far after being that close? But I don't think so, either.
Now,
crazy.
I do believe that Jeb Bush is in. She may salvage this. I might be wrong. I think Jeb Bush is finished in the Republican Party. But Hillary Clinton may salvage it because she's Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's coming in now. But I don't know. It doesn't look good for her.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Bob Ney, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very excited to be joined by Monica Cora. She joins us with a very important story, and she's spreading a great message, I think, and reaching out and trying to help so many people, and she has a new book out. And Monica, we're going to let her tell a little bit more about her story, but Monica went to SMU, which, interestingly enough, is just really close to our own satellite facility here in Dallas, Texas. And Monica, sadly, was coming back from a party and was attacked, and it was a life changer. But she chose a different path. Instead of being a victim, which would be very easy to do, she's decided to turn her life in a different direction and help others. Monica, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it. And you're joining us from Norway. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so so tell us about your story and what happened so people understand what you're doing now.
Right. Yeah, so this happened back in December of 2009. It was a normal night right before finals were about to start. We were tired of studying for finals, and myself and two of my girlfriends, we decided to accept the invitation to go to a student-athlete party that night. So we went there, the three of us and another friend that drove us there. We stayed for a few hours, but got tired, and as runners, we knew that we were about to get up early the next morning to go out to run, so we didn't want to go back too late. We called our friend. He came to pick us up, but we never got as far as into his car that night. As we walked out of that party, we saw his car. It was parked right outside, right on the street next to the house. But before I knew it, suddenly another car came pulling up next to his, and suddenly I had hands grabbing me from behind, and I had a gun placed next to my head. My friends, of course, they tried to take a hold of me and tried to pull me towards them, but then the gun was placed to their head, so there was nothing they could do. They just had to let go of me. And I knew what was about to happen at that point. And I realized quickly that it was more than one person. It was three men in the van that night. They pulled me into their van, and they took off at high speed. And they stripped me of my clothing right away. So I realized that they were about to rape me. And that's what they did. One at a time, two at a time, three at a time.
Wow. And then the progression of this is, and thank goodness, and you were strong and immediately, you know, made calls. I know people were horrified. Your friends felt terrible. As you said, they wanted desperately to help you. And so people also know this, that the men were convicted, correct?
That's right. Luckily, thanks to great, great work by Dallas PD, they were all found 3 days later. And two of them were in prison for life and one for 25 years.
Wow. Wow. So now this happens, and to what do you decide you're going to do moving forward in your life?
Exactly. Well, for me, it was, first of all, it was just to find back to normal life. That was my first goal. I just wanted to become the happy girl that I once used to be. And, of course, that took a while after something like this. Your world has been totally turned upside down, and you have trust issues and nightmares and a lot of challenges in the aftermath. But I realized that to find back to normal, happy life, I'm the one in charge, and I have to just do whatever it takes. But I had a lot of good help, family and friends that supported me through it all, and that really brought me back to a good life. And I realized during my healing process that this happens all the time, every day, all over the United States, all over the world. And I realized that I have to do something about this. I have a story to tell, and I just want to help other people that's been in the same situation or that met any kind of challenge in life and that just need to see that it's possible to overcome it. So that became my mission in life, to just tell my story, share the things that I did that I thought brought me back to normal life. So that's what I'm doing now. That's why I wrote the book, Kill the Silence, where I share my story openly and with a hope to help others in the same situation.
And again, so people know, Monica Cora is the author of, as she mentioned, Kill the Silence, A Survivor's Life Reclaimed. And I would imagine as this is the beginning of that journey in a sense, have you had some great reaction from people who have had their own battles and who have tried to triumph over it and have been really in one of those dark places where they had to climb out?
Yes. No, I have. Absolutely. I've received so many positive messages, emails, from military officers to college students to people that's been struggling with sickness, with death. It's a lot of people that reach out to me, and that just means everything to me. That just tells me that all the work with the book and the time after for me has been absolutely worth it.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's awesome that you've, you know, been able to reach out to so many people. And you are, so people know also, you're a certified advocate for rape victims. You did that through the Dallas Area Rape Crisis Center and volunteering with the training programs. What was that like for you to be on the other side of that and try to help people specifically for what happened to you that's happened to them?
No, exactly. I think, by the experiences I have, I think I'm in a unique position to really help people because I know how they feel and I know what I felt like I needed that night and that I wasn't provided with. So that's why it's so important for me to now try to give back because my experience, even though it's been bad, I've learned a lot from it and I feel like I can give something back.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting in your book and you talk about this, that you knew how to train. You knew how to train when you were tired, when you were distracted, when you had an amazing amount of fatigue, and you had to overcome that. And did you use what you learned as an athlete to help you get through the tough times that you had to get through in the beginning of this?
Absolutely, yeah. Being an athlete, staying active helped me so much. I think there's so many things that we learn through athletics or to just staying active, really. The mental health. You can feel like you have a lot of problems before you go out for a run, but I promise you, if you stay out there long enough, by the time you get back in, you feel like a new person. And that's what I did every day when I went out running. I just felt like a new person. And when I went out, I could feel sad and angry, but during the run, I just felt better and better. And it also just reminded me of the girl that I used to be before this happened. And it reminded me that that's the girl that I want to be in the future. So I just told myself, you're not a victim, you're a runner. That's who you've always been, and that's who you need to continue to be.
Yeah. I want to tell everybody, Monica, you have a great website, MonicaCoroFoundation.org. You can go there. And if people want to help or get involved, you have all kinds of ways. They can certainly donate. And the more people that donate, what do you do with the money there? Use that for your foundation to help some of these people we're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we do. So we focus on the awareness side of it. We have different events to create awareness. I also travel a lot to speak, to reach out to people on a personal level as well, because we think that is important. So there's a lot of things we do to help those that now placed in a hard situation and that we just want to help back up.
Yeah. I would only imagine it's so positive, but your friends who were so heartbroken, how do they feel now? You have this book out. You're trying to help other people. They must be proud of what you've been able to do once you endured the things you endured. What was their reaction to now what you're doing?
Absolutely. No, that's what they're telling me, that they're just proud of me for what I'm doing. But they all tell me that they're not surprised. They knew from the very beginning that I wanted to turn it into something positive. So, and it hasn't been... I haven't been alone in this. We've been together in it, my friends and my family, through all of it. So they've been a part of the process, of the healing process, of the writing process. So it's good for all of us to now finally be here, and the book is being released, and we get to share it with all the people that want to read the story.
Yeah. And in speaking, because you mentioned that, in speaking and reaching out to people, and we talked about this a little bit, is it rewarding for you to know, wow, somebody else knows what somebody else has gone through, and this feels like I'm connecting and helpful to them, like I'm actively doing something to help people? Is that the reward for you?
It is. And that it really is. Because when I go out and speak, I think there's something special when it's on a personal level like that. Because I can just see every time I speak, there's someone that comes up to me and share with me their story, the hardship that they've been through. And that helps me. It empowers me. And they tell me that it empowers them to hear my story. And I think that's what's so important and unique about this, that when we open up, when we tell people about the challenges we face, you know, we all go through tough times in life. And I think it's so much easier when we talk about it.
So well said, because as you know, Monica, a lot of people, they just can't tell the story, whatever it is. And I agree with you. If they open up, that just is part of the healing process. There's no question about that. I think it's
exactly.
fabulous what you're doing and helping so many people. And if they want to get a copy of the book, Kill the Silence, I assume they can do the normal thing. They could go onto your foundation, which you mentioned before, MonicaCoraFoundation.org, but they could also go to Amazon.com, right?
That is right. That's right.
Awesome. Well, continue the good work. Thank you, Monica, for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261. 610937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Pope is mum on Kim Davis. Clinton has a serious migraine over more email flap. And the East is soaked. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, odds and ends here on America Tonight. So check it out. We were talking about hurricanes, and gosh, how many people have we had on this show that have gone through unbelievable havoc because of hurricanes over the years, whether it was Florida, whether it was the Gulf Coast region, or even the East Coast. I can remember talking to a lot of people in my own family here on America Tonight in the middle of Sandy, and what a nightmare that was, really destroying the shoreline in New Jersey and, of course, soaking New York, even hitting some of the subway, part of the subway system. What happened. So Hurricane Joaquin is now a Cat 2 and is full steam ahead for the U.S. What does it mean? Well, already in New England, we're seeing flooding, which has caused a lot of cars basically to topple and turn into submarines. Hopefully, most of them haven't had people in them from what I understand. Thanks to my pal George, who sent me a quick note today and mentioned what was happening there. Just a massive rainstorm, so not necessarily connected to Joaquin, but a warning of things that could come. 6 inches of rain, flooded basements, I remember those days, and cars that were just all over the place. Cancellations, you name it, it happened, especially for all of you listening to us in the great state of New Hampshire. You've sent me pictures and whatnot throughout the day, 5-6 inches, pretty brutal. Vermont, Burlington, they had a couple of inches of rain there. And I think the big concern is, okay, so you're getting this drenching, but now what happens with this hurricane, now that it's a Category 2, do we stand to have this smash into us as well? And if you look at the Bahamas, it's never a good thing when you see the color red over a map and it's swirling. And let me tell you, I saw that over my coffee this morning, the swirling red dot. And I think my husband has a crush on Ginger Z from ABC. I mean, she's cute. She's adorable, right? So she's had more air time than you can shake a stick at, more than the Pope had last week, more than Kim Davis has had since the story broke about their secret meeting. And we'll get to that in a second. But Joaquin at a 2 on Wednesday, now into Thursday, hitting into the central islands of the Bahamas. And if you look at the track, it takes it to the East Coast by the weekend. So Cat 2, what does that mean? We're talking about, you know, 100-mile-an-hour winds, and this depending on where the center of the storm is. So in the Bahamas, you're seeing the trees, they're bent in half. What happens in the U.S., it depends on, again, with the, you know, now they do all this reconnaissance. They have those cool planes that they send up there, and they gather all that info and crunch it and look ahead and try to forecast what's going on with the weather patterns over the next couple of days as to whether or not it stays out at sea or it slams into the east. If it slams into the east, there's going to be a wild time all the way up and down, I think, that coastline. You'll see coastal surges. You'll get that flooding and maybe 5 to 10 inches of rain. So let's hope that that doesn't happen for our friends in the East Coast, because I know already some of you that I just mentioned in New Hampshire and in Vermont and in the New England states are already dealing with brutal flooding. And so to just dry out for a day or two and then be slammed with the same thing, not very fun. There's a lot of conversation. I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. And once again, of course, the mailbag was overflowing. Some of the conversation centered around Kim Davis. And, of course, she's the county clerk in Kentucky who had this meeting with the Pope in Washington, D.C., which was his first leg of his trip, by the way. So how in the world, when we have nothing but gossip mongers in the United States, let's face it. I mean, where's TMZ when you need them? Nobody knew that this was happening. And the only reason the story even broke is because there was a press release that was pumped out about it. That's the only reason we know that he gave the two rosaries to Kim Davis and her husband. And, you know, told her to hang in as a conscientious objector. Wow. But now the Pope is mum. I mean, now the Vatican is saying nothing. They'll acknowledge that, yeah, there was a meeting, but they have no further comment on it whatsoever. That's convenient, isn't it? Close the Vatican gates. That's why we have our own city. And you know what? Listen, Pope Francis seems like a cool enough guy to me. And here's the thing. If you re-rack the tape, and I know we could do that on America Tonight to 2 years ago, you see, and even right before that, as soon as the smoke cleared and he was the guy, he was asked about all kinds of things, including gays, including people who were gay being Catholic, and did the church embrace them? And the response was absolutely. So now there's a problem here, and they're just trying to, I think, distance themselves. To me, I believe the Vatican didn't know what they were really, really stepping into. I think it was a faux pas. They didn't understand the full weight of what was going to happen, since this already was a huge story to begin with, as she had gone to jail, did a little jail time for a handful of days for refusing to issue those marriage licenses. So we'll see where this all ends up. One thing's for sure. They don't have to comment. I mean, the Vatican is its own city, its own world, period. So there's no, you know, there's no grand jury. There's no hot white lights. There's nobody that's going to demand to know everything that happened. But it just doesn't look good, right? So you have this visit, and I said to me his visit was a wash if he didn't have any kind of a meeting with the victims of the pedophile priest. And they did that. He did that in Philadelphia. So he did that before he left. That was a good thing. And then this Kim Davis thing breaks, And it's just so astonishing because they don't have any real good comments to come back with as to the why or how this was set up or any of that, other than just to acknowledge that, okay, sure, there was a, you know, there was a meeting. Let's just put it that way. All right, so do you want to know about the, with odds and ends, you want to know about the Hillary email stuff? Of course you want to know about the Hillary email stuff. And the State Department, I mean, boy, they're to blame in some ways because they're just dribbling out the email. If it were me and if I were Clinton, I would say to them, can we just do one giant dump? Can we just, I don't care how many emails there are, just throw them all out there at once. Why do we have to do this slow leak? If I'm Debbie Wasserman Schultz and I'm the head of the Democratic Party, I think even I would weigh in on this one. Why do a slow drip in an election year? Does it make any sense? No, it doesn't. And then this story comes out that Hillary Clinton told donors at a private fundraiser in New York last week that she plans as president to create a national infrastructure bank modeled on the Clinton Global Initiative. Okay, so that was the first time that came out. And of course, Clinton has supported, if you go back in her history, the formation of a government-controlled bank to invest in infrastructure projects. I mean, that's not something that you couldn't find out. But if you think of the Clinton Global Initiative, that, my friends, is the flagship arm. That is the swinging gate of her family's mega controversial foundation. As an investment model for this proposed bank, do you think that's going to fly? I don't know. I'm just thinking maybe not. A public-private partnership. In one sense, does it sound that bad? Does it sound that bad on the surface? If you dig deeper into it and you compare it to the global initiative that the Clintons have, it does sound bad. That's when it sounds bad. Because they're talking about a partnership with labor unions, which is already like the third rail, and creating tens of thousands of jobs, and arguing that a federal infrastructure bank could take on that kind of a project. I don't know. You may have some thoughts. Do you like the idea of setting up that kind of a project, a union-backed project that would be modeled on their non-profit? I would think, if anything, she would try to stay away from that because of some of the things that have come out about the Clintons' project. While they do good works, they've made a few mistakes, shall we say, tax-wise, and some of the donations that they accepted from some nefarious characters, or ones they barely rejected anyway. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE if you want to flip me a call. And, of course, you can always send me an email. You know that, 24/7, americatonight.net. Coming up on the flip side, one of the favorite things of mine that we started to do here on the show, and we tripped up on this thanks to Nathan Reeder and something silly that he had done. It had to do with climbing into a window in a tree. Let's just put it that way. So we started Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. And I cannot believe some of the emails that I get from you on the things that you've done that you think are dumb. And then the long list you think of after you send me the one thing. We're talking of lost engagement rings. We're talking about leaving doors open. We're talking about forgetting to put on the parking brake when you live in San Francisco. Yeah, that could be disastrous on a hill. Yeah, coasting all the way down backwards. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's Silver Lungs.
Tonight, anyway. And once again, thanks to all of you for sending me your dumb things. If you've done something dumb and you want to confess, you can send it to americatonight.net. You don't even have to sit in one of those confessional boxes. You just send it to us and you get to have it read on the air. And you can be anonymous. First names only. I promise I won't use names. On that note, let's go to dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum 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 dum.
I just shot myself.
Dum 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
All right, we start dumb things with Jacob. Jacob, listening in Sarasota. I keep on there and. I am. I may even do a book signing down there. I'm going to be in Florida for a week over the holidays, and I know I'm going to be in town, so I'm going to try to arrange that for everybody who keeps asking me about it. So Jacob says, look, I have a dog named Sam. He is the love of my life. He is a mutt. I take him for long walks. He's absolutely my best friend. I accidentally left the gate open, and my best friend walked out of the gate, and I could not find him for a day and a half. Kate, I was beside myself. I don't know how I It was a dumb thing because the gate, but somehow I forgot it. I think I was on my iPhone. So finally, Sam was found by neighbor across the street wandering around the next day, thank goodness. And I don't understand why he didn't come back to the house, but I realized, of course, I locked the gate and the door, so he couldn't get in. Well, that's nice. So, Jacob, you leave the gate open accidentally. Sam gets out, and then you lock him out of your fortress in Sarasota. But luckily, your neighbors had a keen eye. They found him and brought him back. I have to say, I'm pretty good about that. And you all know I talked about my golden retriever, and he's like a globs onto. It's almost like he wants to clone himself over and over and over again. If he could be in every room, every place I am, so it's unusual for him to go far. But there was one day, and I think it was because the doors were open, somebody was working on something in the house, maybe, and he got out, and my neighbor walked him over. He had walked up to their door, and of course he had his collar on with his name and everything else, so it was pretty easy. So the good news is, when you have neighbors who know your dog and your dog stays close enough, maybe it's not so dumb. I guess it's a dumb thing to leave your door or your gate open, though, that's for sure. All right, how about this one from Jeffrey, who says, Kate, the dumbest thing that I've done lately is I was at a business meeting, and I guess I wasn't paying attention. I don't like sweetener in anything that I have. And somehow, maybe it was nerves, a whole bunch of sugar ended up getting poured into my cup. And I mean, you could have choked on it. It was like candy factory sweet. And literally, I practically spit up my food after I took a jump. So it was pretty awkward. It was one of those times where I just couldn't get that taste out of my mouth, and I was actually closing a deal, so it was a bad time for me to not be drinking the right thing. Sometimes food and drink can be pretty important when you're out there doing the business deal, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to count that as a dumb thing. Yeah, you know, it's always best to go with like water. Just do something that you're not going to have problems with. Although, I can tell you that I've done this because I like things that are spicy, and I like spicy things, and I like salads with like oil and vinaigrette dressing. And I've gotten caught a couple of times. In fact, recently I was meeting with a writer friend, and I had I want to say it was huevos rancheros, and there was, of course, it was extremely spicy, and I could barely talk. Somehow, my throat became inflamed, and the flow of the conversation stopped. There was no more advice except for don't eat anything hot anymore. There is a special kind of etiquette to what you probably should eat when you're with certain kinds of people, especially, I guess, the business kinds of people, so you don't have to worry about your food either dribbling it on you or, you know, choking on something because it's too sweet, too hot, too, you know, whatever it might be. All right, let's go to this one. This one comes to us from Sandy, and Sandy says, Kate, you crack me up with the dumb things. Some of the funniest ones, I think, are the guys that have written in about engagement rings and their nerves and some of the things that they've done where they've misplaced the engagement ring. I can give you the other side of that. I had an engagement ring that from the man I'm now married to, and he was so proud of himself, and we were so excited. It was actually really a surprise. He managed to pull it off. The problem was that the ring was a tad too big, but I refused to go and get it resized. I was just, I think, hoping that, okay, so it slides on my finger a little bit. Oh, we know where this story's going. And unfortunately, I went with my friends swimming. We were on what we typically do on the weekends, go to the beach, and the ring slipped off. I didn't even know it had slipped off. I had no idea where it slipped off. Could have been in the sand, could have been in the water, could have been in my house, could have been in the car. I tore up everything, could not find the ring. Luckily, it was insured. However, when I told my now husband, who was my fiance, what I had done, he just started to cry. And so I felt awful. And it turns out that the ring he bought from one of his friends, and it was the first time ever they had had an insurance claim. Whoops. Okay, so it's a dumb thing, but you have insurance, therefore you get the replacement, and that's not quite as dumb as if it hadn't been insured. There seems to be a lot of mishaps with rings, whether it's engagement rings or wedding rings. I've told this story, and of course, my husband is a walking comedy act. I mean, he's a punchline a minute, and he took the wedding ring that I gave him, and it lasted all of 2 months, and we still have no idea where that wedding ring is. Luckily, there was a spare ring in the family, so he got that wedding ring. You could say he upgraded because it was platinum. The one I gave him was just a gold band, but who knows? It could be anywhere in the Atlantic Ocean. It could be anywhere between New Jersey, Florida, or Texas. We have absolutely no idea. I kind of think someday in my mind that perhaps we'll be somewhere and I'll recognize the ring. Somebody would have picked it up and they would have used it as a wedding ring. Or I don't know, maybe somebody got to spend it on something good. All right, one last one, and this one is the typical phone thing. This one is from Chris, who says, Kate, dumb things. I've heard you talk all about phones before in the past, and I have to say, a dumb thing that I did, I had my iPhone out. I was working on my car, and I didn't realize that I had put it near kind of this toolbox thing I had. And then when I was starting the car rolled back a little bit, ran right over the iPhone. So that was it. Then I had to spend the day dealing with what you have to deal with when your phone is cracked and you can't get calls and you can't do anything and that's all you focus on. You have to go to that bar that they have for Apple and get a new one. Yeah, but the good news is now they have the cloud, so whatever information you had, usually, I mean, it's all still there, which is great. It's a hassle, and you have to spend the day, and you have to get a new phone and all that whole thing. But usually your information can be salvaged, where in the past, certainly we couldn't do those kinds of things. I mean, Apple must make a fortune on those phones coming back and people upgrading and all the things that you do when you go crazy and you lose your phone or your phone gets run over or you lose it some other way. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Digging. You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.